This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Atlantic City is on the rebound. Two new casinos opened recently, and overall casino gaming revenue is up. One reason for that growth is Atlantic City's early wager on legal sports betting. Reporter Miles Bryan has the story.
The sports betting room at Bally's Casino in Atlantic City feels more like an IMAX theater than a sports bar. A massive screen can show 12 games at once. Bruce DeFino, who's from Long Island, is here to watch the New York Mets play the Minnesota Twins.
I bet the Twins. I'm betting against my home team.
DeFino's been coming to Atlantic City to bet on games since New Jersey legalized the practice in casinos and online a little over a year ago.
Let's go!
What happened?
Mitch Garver hit a home run like I thought he might, and won my bet.
Moments like this helped New Jersey bring in about $320 million in sports bets in May, edging out Nevada for the number one spot in the country. Here in Atlantic City, total gaming revenue at the city's casinos through June was up about 20% compared to the same time period last year. While most of that money still comes from traditional casino games, Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce President Joe Kelly says sports betting is bringing in foot traffic that's good for the whole city.
They're going to leave the casinos. They're going to go out onto the boardwalk. They're going to take advantage of some of the other opportunities.
Now, though, Atlantic City is starting to face more competition from its neighbors. Pennsylvania began allowing sports betting in casinos last fall and online in May. New York State recently launched sports betting in its casinos, too. Rummy Pandit studies the gaming industry at Stockton University. He says for Atlantic City to continue to attract visitors, it needs to sell sports betting as just one part of a singular package.
If you're a customer who is looking to specifically just place bets, then you're not necessarily going to come all the way to Atlantic City. However, if you're a customer that's looking for an experience, then you are going to come to Atlantic City.
That experience is what keeps Bruce DeFino coming back.
Having a beer by your side, watching all the games, definitely something different.
And in the fall, DeFino says he'll drive the 150 miles from his home on Long Island to be here for football season, too. In Atlantic City, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.